views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I have been really looking forward to this particular episode for a couple of days now. We're talking about emotional healing and messages from the angels to help you with that emotional healing. And before we get started on that, think about the emotions that you may struggle with, or if you're highly sensitive, think about that. If you are not driving around, or if you're sitting where you can write some of this down, this would be great. This would be a great exercise while we're doing the show. I've been in a lot of deep meditation this morning about this, and it's time for us to see the emotions for what they really are. Emotions are something we experience, and some are very, you know, inspirational, exciting, positive, and then some are very painful. Yes, that's part of it. However, when we have the painful ones, there is something very important that we need to receive, like a message or something. We are learning from it. And it's not for punishment, but these emotions are very powerful in shifting the dynamic of what you experience in life. And when we are caught in them, like when something happens and they repeat over and over, now you're focusing on something that you're trying to not experience, but you're actually creating more of it with the law of attraction, so to speak. And we want to talk about that a little bit today, and messages that angels have for you. I've been receiving them for everybody, but we'll also open the lines up if you want to call in for something that you may have a question about. Please call in 1-800-930-2819. But emotional healing is very much part of how we manifest, or how, you know, we shift what we're manifesting. It's important. Emotions are a big key factor in that. I started discovering this several years ago when, you know, I knew I was a very highly sensitive, empathic person, but it didn't take much for me to be focusing on that. And I realized, wow, okay, if I think about that way too much, I'm going to bring more of it. I mean, I just started experiencing this. It was happening. And then I felt like, well, how do I shift this when I'm so sensitive and something's really affecting me? I have to find a way for that. And I was calling them storms, emotional storms that were just moving through my being. And think about that. That is what they're like, especially if you're very upset about something, or you're going through a grief, or you're going through something traumatic. It feels like a chaotic storm. And then once it's passed through, it's the peacefulness behind it. You really don't feel it anymore. It's very much like a storm. It will move through you and it will pass. Now, how do we take that and we shift that into something that is a powerful tool? Because there's very, very powerful energy in the emotions that can be used as a catalyst for what you're trying to bring into your life, trying to let go of in your life. And you can do this with love in your heart for no matter what the situation is. Love is a very powerful key factor here. And for some people that are going through an emotional pain, they're having a hard time. How do I forgive, let go? How do I not feel angry? Things like that. Once you realize that the emotion, anger, is something that's passing through, it's like trying to hold on to a storm, for example. Really, we can't really hold on to the storm. It will move through. But we can repeat, like hitting rewind all the time on a player. You know, we're just going to listen to it again and again and again. You can also do that with something positive. So when we have something tough going on, bringing something positive in, at first it may feel awkward when you have a painful or upsetting emotion happening. But once you stay with it long enough and you start to utilize this and you practice this experience, you will see it shift. And it's very, very healing. It's very healing because the body is going to respond to that as well physically. But your state of mind, feeling encouraged to keep going, to try a different route, for example. A lot of times these things we go through are to reroute us, and they're not to punish you. They're to reroute you, to bring you to a place where you can really live why you came here, you know, to really live out that purpose and passion. Sometimes we won't make that move without a little nudge. And angels tell me a lot of times that's what they like to call it. They like to call it gentle nudges, just to help us along. They always smile and have such joy. And that's one of the most amazing things about working with angels. And I love having them in my life because they always bring something positive to me, no matter what I might be experiencing, no matter what pain I may be in. And I've certainly been in my share of it. Who hasn't, right? I mean, we've all felt it, but they have a very gentle, nurturing way about their energy that just brings that peacefulness in. And when you're doing your affirmations, you can bring that into present tense by the way you phrase a word, for example. I was thinking about that this morning, and I was doing some of the I am presence. You know, that's I love seeing that sweeping across the world now because that's very powerful. But when you have a word that you shift from I am, instead of saying I am going to be happy, and you say I am happiness, that's a big difference. It's a big difference from bringing it right into the present moment now. Like I am the happy, yeah, I am happiness, not I am happy or I am going to be happy. I was happy, for example, I am happiness. That's one of the things that they have shared with me when I need a lift. They said, use your phrase, use your phrase. They brought that to me, and I'm sharing that with you because that has really helped me even on my toughest days or even when I'm gone through something very challenging. I am happiness is what they've shifted that to. So I love that, and I want to share that with you. That's one of them. But I have many more I'm going to be sharing throughout the hour. We want to talk about how the emotions are a powerful catalyst, how we can heal them, and what angel messages are out there for you. Are you a highly sensitive soul or an empathic person that feels overwhelmed all the time? What can you do with that? If you want to call in, remember, we're going to keep the lines open. You don't have to call in, but if you want to, that's fine, because these messages are for everybody. I also have the instant feedback window open if you're over on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website. There is a box right over down on the right. You can just type it right in, and I'll see that if you want to do that. We are talking about angel messages for emotional healing, and this is a big catalyst in changing your life and using the power of emotions for healing, for shifting, for manifesting. Emotions are they're very powerful. It's like it works with your thoughts. So think about, you see, they're going to be tied to your thoughts. Think about that. We're about to go to break. Think about, what is it that you're working to shift, or what emotion do you feel is a struggle or a block for you, and how can we shift that? This is not impossible. Even if you are at your lowest point, I've seen it work in miraculous ways. This is allowing and creating the miracles within yourself. And when you shine and you can lift yourself up like this, the people around you, they're going to be inspired as well. So think about that. We're going to take a break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about angel messages for emotional healing. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
You give me something I can hold on to.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
We are back from break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today we're talking about angel messages for emotional healing. Emotions play a very large role in our lives daily for the entire lifetime. So it's a very important energy that you want to be aware of. You want to have a sense of, wait, I'm aware of this emotion. It's not controlling me. I'm allowing it to pass through. You're it's like you're connected, but you are observing. It's an interesting experience when you start to become aware of the power that you really do have when you're connected differently. Now, emotions can really yank you around if you let them, but you don't have to let them. And I'm talking, trust me, I'm talking to you from an empathic intuitive, I know, because when you're highly sensitive, you feel it all. You can become overwhelmed very, very easily. And I work with a lot of empaths. I work with intuitive children that are empathic. Those are a lot of the clients I have, believe it or not. We're raising those intuitive children, and they teach me all the time. They're incredible. But emotions are big. Now, how do we take that emotion and we shift it into something that can be powerful and help us heal and shift the experience that we are having? How can we do that? This is the miracle in them. This is big. Now, if you have something that you've been grieving or you've been betrayed, let's take something very emotionally painful, because this is usually when you're paying attention to those emotions is when it's painful. Painful is getting your attention. Think of the word as you know, as the pain is coming through, you're like, okay, yeah, it's got my attention, and I really don't like it. I want it to go away, obviously. Well, you're going, okay, I'm feeling this. Now, how do I move through it? And with that intention of your thought, you're now taking an observation position, and you're becoming aware that this is like the storm I was talking about. That's the word I like to use. This storm is moving through you. Storms move right through, and then they're gone. What happens a lot of the times is we attach ourselves to the storm. We don't let go. And then it just keeps rolling back through on a cycle. You're going through it over and over again. If you think about something and you just start going down that bunny trail of anger, upset, and it's all about what happened to you, this is when we're taking it outside of ourselves and we've disconnected a little bit and we're putting it out on what came in toward us. So say you got betrayed or something happened from outside of you in. You're focusing out there. You're focusing out there on that. It's very difficult to forgive and let go when we can't stop focusing outside like that. I was asking Archangel Michael about this one because when you've gone through something and maybe you've got a lot of fear that you're trying to overcome or you're trying to move past something really tough, I asked him, what in the world can I do? Or what can I help someone else with that is having trouble letting go? They're having trouble pulling themselves up out of depression. They're having trouble letting go of the anger. What can they do? And he slowed me down. He kept slowing me down. I could feel his energy influencing my energy, so to speak, to slow down. Because he says, you're spinning, but it's not a high-frequency vibration. It's different because high-frequency is positive. This is different. This is more of a chaotic spinning up where the physical body is starting to tense all of the muscles up. And he said, your body is responding last. We have the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, all these things. And your mental body affects your emotional body. All of this combined will affect the physical body, and it tightens up. He said, you want to go in reverse. So when you feel that pain or that tightness somewhere, like are your shoulders up? Are you, you know, biting your fingernails? What is it that you're doing physically? It'll show you and tell you. And he said, just start to reverse that. Be aware and slow it down. The breath, that is a beautiful thing that we all have. We've got it when we enter the world. It's the last thing we do before we leave. The breath will automatically slow you down as well, because it's wired right into our nervous system. And I truly believe that that nervous system is connected very spiritually to our energy system. Being involved with energy healing and the energy medicine, all of that frequency it is so tapped in to the nervous system of the physical body that it goes right into the mental thinking, the whole thing. You've got your fight or flight in there, your responses to things. And he said, just reverse. So if you're biting your nails, do something else with your hands, so to speak. Say you're just nervous and you're biting. Take that energy and redirect it, whether it's doing something like, you know, what works really well is like working with modeling clay that's very stiff, believe it or not, just squeezing into it. It takes all that energy and redirects it, moves it out. These are simple little things you can do. And I would have never thought, but that's one of the ways I ended up working with sculpting. I'm a painter. I love to paint, but I like to try other mediums as well. And he said, just put that energy somewhere else. Move it, move the energy. And then it starts to work in reverse. Now your mind is focused on doing some other task, and you're now taking that energy off of why you were biting your nails to begin with. Now, what if it was something like anger? You're so angry at what someone did to you. I asked Michael again, how can I let this go and forgive? How can I move past this? And we had to bring it back to ourselves. And it was a belief that you are constantly being attacked. You have to shift the belief. He says you have to shift the belief that you're nurtured and loved. So it brought me back to the affirmation, I am love. I am loved. I am. And so anything you say behind that, I mean, think about what you're doing with that. This is a big deal. You go on and on and on with different things that, what can I do to shift this? What can I do to shift this? Believe it or not, we make it harder for ourselves than it really is. I ended up running, you know, and I never did really enjoy running before. But now when I run, I have incredible visions and messages come in running. That was the last thing I expected. And I mean, I had somebody think that was funny and said, oh, that's just runner's high. Okay, if that's what you want to call it, I like it because I'm going to go do it again. I was getting vivid information, and I don't get the same experience in other ways. I have lots that happen, but in my messages and in my intuitive visions, but when I get into the running, I get something else. So they'll tell me, okay, we need you to go run because they want to tell me something in particular. So there's a frequency that's happening when I do that. And I would have never figured that out. I would have never thought that would be that, but there is something to that. Now, I see we have a caller on the line. It looks like we're close to break. So if the caller can hold, we will bring her on when we come back after break, because I think we're going to break in a couple of minutes here. Think about the emotion that you're struggling with, and we're looking for that redirection of the energy that's got you caught. It's like a broken record. Does anybody remember those broke records? Does anybody remember that they – I know. We feel like we're dating ourselves with the records, but – you know, it just repeats, and it would be broken, and the needle would skip, and it kept repeating, and you just feel like, oh, I can't get past this part. Yes, you can. Saying I can't is an affirmation just as much as I can, and you are shifting that. One of the most valuable things you can do is to write these things down that you feel, because then you're looking at it facing you. There goes my co-host, Demi. Believe it or not, she is outside on a balcony, and we can see her. I can still hear her, but she's supervising and keeping us all safe. She's on watch. And, you know, this is a big thing, because you take this energy that you feel stuck in, and now you're looking like, okay, I've got to find a way to redirect this. It reminds me of a clogged kitchen sink. Okay, how do I get this to move through? In a healthy way, that's green, that's safe for the environment, by the way. There are ways to do that. There are, if you put your mind to it. So you're going to utilize this intelligence that we have, and you're going to redirect the energy of the emotion and apply it in a different way. Now, When we come back, we have a caller on the line that we'll bring on, and we'll see what her question is. If you would like to call into the show, we are doing intuitive angel messages for emotional healing today. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the angel messages for emotional healing today. We'll be right back after the break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about angel messages for emotional healing. And while we were on break, we have a caller, Jill from Illinois. Hello, Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show. What can we do for you today, Jill?
Okay, I have come from an extremely dysfunctional family. Being the youngest, I'm the scapegoat, goat, punching bag, responsible for every problem in the family. And it gets dumped on me, and I'm taken advantage of. My parents are gone. My sisters are never going to change. I have done healing work after healing work. I'm getting clarity. I'm processing things. I've come a long way, but I'm still stuck somewhere.
Okay. Well, this has been a lifetime of that situation, right? Obviously, if it's
yes.
The whole family.
Still going on. My sisters still abuse me if they think they can.
Right. Okay. Now, what you were saying, and just bear with me and follow me with this for a moment. I want you to visualize that you're sitting with me and we're watching this whole thing in your family like a film, like a movie. Okay? Think of it that way for just a moment. So you're outside of it watching it. Now, when it comes to this type of family functioning, there's lots of what they call in clinical is codependency. We always feel like we're the ones that have to do it. We feel that we owe. We don't even realize that we're doing that sometimes. The energy that I'm feeling is that's the emotional tie you're still working to let go of. And it's very difficult to decipher it because when they are being, like what you're saying, abusive, or you're being treated this way, we ourselves are looking to detach from the toxic energies. And in some situations, Michael is the one that's definitely coming through so much right now for you, Jill. This is one of the big ones to do. I do feel a lot of, like the energy feels narcissist. It feels
yes.
like it's a lot of
yes.
why are you doing this to me is what I feel is happening. Feels like there's
yes.
a lot
it
of that energy
of
in the
narcissism.
Family. Is that okay, yeah. Okay. That's a big challenge. That's a big one. But Michael is saying sometimes we have to let go of the toxic relationships. I mean, when we're in families like that, we feel like we don't want this anymore, but then we feel like we have to stay in it because they are family. And I feel that you struggle back and forth with that emotionally. Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean? Now, I'm not saying, and I'm not telling you what to do. This is your family, and these are choices that you have to make. But Michael is saying you can remove toxic situations and energy from your life. Now, first of all, we have to claim that we are not going to be abused anymore. We are worthy of love. We are worthy of something else. So instead of taking it, like we were talking about before we went to break, instead of taking it like outside of yourself on what they're doing to you, one of the most valuable affirmations you could be working with is I am loved and nurtured and I am worthy, which is going to be the complete opposite of being I am abused. Do you see what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So you're going to look. I know. No, this is easier said than done a lot of times. And I can feel that.
I don't feel the narcissism coming from me, right? That's not my stuff.
No. It's
okay,
in the family.
Because I'm thinking, am I going to wake up in 20 years and find out I was a narcissist too and I didn't know
no,
it?
No.
Anyway, go on.
No, I wasn't saying that. I feel it. I feel the dynamic in the family is what I'm feeling
okay.
in general. Like it's kind of running in the family DNA, so to speak. However, you don't want that. I understand that. And, you know, when we're programmed and we're raised in it, sometimes we don't know what we're doing and what we're not doing. So because you're being aware of that and you shift what your intention is with spirit and with your higher self and you claim that you are worthy, you can choose. This is big. And what you want to do with Michael is ask him to show you clarity and protect you and remind you. Ask him to gently remind you to say your affirmations of, you know, I am worthy, I am loved, I am not, you know. You want to change it from I am abused and they are doing this to me to taking it back to yourself where you do have power to do something about it. We don't have any control over the way other people act. We never will, because they have free will to act the way they want or be what they want to be. Where we have power is coming back into ourselves and claiming what we want for our lives with our I am. And I love the I ams, because that is you claiming and connecting with your higher self. That is you claiming with that power. And that's also redirecting your emotions into something positive that's healing. And love is more powerful than anything that any of that negative stuff can throw at you. It's the way to dissolve it. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Am I, are you with
me?
Part
of my problem is, of course, I've tried. I've never gotten anywhere. My sisters are older. I think I'm having a problem with making peace with. I would be willing to let go of the past and move on and just be sisters and live happily ever after, and it's never happening. I thought that when you reach middle age, things would change and people would grow up, people aren't growing up, and it wasn't what I expected.
No, and
you know what I'm saying?
We come to a point in our life where we have to choose: do I want to stay in this environment that's affecting me so much? Because if it's not lifting you, whether let's take family or relationships, relative, blood relative out of it completely. No matter what it is or isn't, if it's lifting you, then it's positive for you and it's helping you to be the most you can be. If it's taking you down in the opposite direction, that's toxic energy.
Now,
we do want to bring it back. We do want to bring it back away from being outside of ourselves and like, they're doing this to me. Because that is exactly you don't want to become what you're getting upset about, so to speak, because that would be just recycling back. You're doing this to me. So this is a big thing, but it does take some practice with seeing yourself in a different light and claiming something else behind what you see yourself as. Like if you defined yourself as abused, you want to change that definition. So first you want to claim what it is you want, which would be obviously the opposite of that. And then it takes some repeating. It takes some focus and some prayer and some determination to know I am not doing the abuse thing anymore. I am loved. I am nurtured. I am worthy. I am honored. And shifting it. And at first it feels strange. Like, why am I saying this? It feels awkward. This is for you. This has nothing to do with them. You don't have to share this with them. You don't have to share this with anybody. This is, we are on the radio. We're helping a lot of people with this right now. But this is for you. It has nothing to do with who's doing what to who. This is you claiming what you want to shift in your life. And the more energy and the more thoughts that you put on I am worthy, then there's not going to be any time for I am abused. And then that's going to shift that. You can ask Michael
to put it.
Shield you up, you know, have him help you with your shielding on a daily basis. Because what I have found when I'm working with people that really go through these types of tough family situations is first we've got to stop all the leaking energy going out. You're giving them the power to affect you, so to speak. So you want to shield that up. And once the leak is fixed and your energy is staying within your own self, now you have energy to go in and shift what you're claiming you want for your life. Now, a lot of people find that relationships fall away and change, or you may attract new ones that are going to suit your vibration better when you start to do this. I would say take twice a day, take 5 minutes to do your claim that you want, your new claim, not saying the other one anymore. Because that word has energy with it for you right now. And then at night, do it again. Do it twice a day. Do it morning and then shield up, and then do it at night, shield up. And find time to do this and make it a priority. Michael's the one coming in very, very strong. He wants, and before we go to break, he's saying very quickly, he wants me to explain to you, he wants you to think of a beautiful blue energy coming around you right now that's calming. He's got huge wings wrapping around you, and he is holding you in a lot of love, saying you are absolutely worthy, and it's time that you believe that for yourself. And that is what he's saying to you. Jill, are you there?
Yes, I'm actually taking notes because sometimes I don't remember everything.
That's okay. We have to go to break, so you take your notes, and I want to thank you for calling in. That was a tough one, and a lot of people need that right now in their lives. And Jill,
is there a way I can go back and listen to it again?
I'm sorry?
Is there a way I can listen to this again?
Oh, yes, when the archive is available, usually in a day or a few days, it'll be up on the Transformation Talk Radio site. But we have to go to
break now.
I'm getting the break signs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jill, so much for calling
you.
In. We're going to break. We'll be right back in just a few.
You give me something I can hold on to. I know you think I'm like the others before, who saw your name and number on the wall.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show, and we are doing angel messages for emotional healing today. And we just spoke with Jill from Illinois, and she brought up some very, very big emotional things that happen to a lot of people out there. And definitely the shows are always on archive. It takes a few days, but they'll be right on the show page right there for this particular episode over on my show page over at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Those are always in the archives, all of the shows if you've missed any of them. But let's go back to one thing that I want to address for emotional healing, because this pretty much sums it up for just about any emotion you're trying to heal. When you feel like it's coming at you from outside of yourself, you know, a lot of times it's like they hurt me or they did this to me and they did that to me. Yes, in the physical world, that's what's happening. However, the way to fix it is to do the opposite. It's not go back out and put the focus on what they are doing. The way it works in the spiritual realm and the metaphysics of this thing is to take the focus off what they're doing, because you can't control that, which we were saying. You cannot control what another person's doing. You'll never be able to do that. You can control what you're doing and the way we shift our experience, because everything that's happening around us is actually what we call in metaphysics an illusion. Okay, the only thing that is real is love. That is what is real. Everything else is the illusion. Now, if you want to shift what you're experiencing while you're in this lifetime, you have to bring it back to you where you have your power. If you are still feeling attached to something that happened years ago, it's affecting you. You're still attached to it. You need to bring it back here. It's a just visualize cutting it like a cord, just cutting that tie to that situation, that experience, and bring it back to you. Because when it's affecting you, you're giving your power away, actually. You want to bring all that power back in. You want to bring in your healing power to your own emotional field right now. You want to claim your I am. Make your list. What are you saying behind I am? What are you saying? What are you filling in behind that? And then you shift it to what it is you do want. And you put all that focus here, not on what they're doing, not on what they're saying, what's going on. And a lot of times we are in need of changing our physical experience by shifting the relationships that we have. Are there relationships in there that are very toxic that you need to let go of? Nobody can tell you to let go of them or not let go of them. That is a choice you make. But for you to evaluate, is this good for me? Is this where I need to be? This, what do I do with this relationship? Is it lifting you? Are you becoming everything you can, or is it draining you, taking your power away? You're giving that power away, actually. It's not taking. You're allowing it to flow out. So the only way to stop that is to pull it back in and claim it back. And this is a big one that we have to learn as healers when we're doing energy healing, or empathic healers like I am, intuitive healing, whatever you want to call it. I have to really watch that. I have to make sure that I'm not letting it all just go out there and not bringing it back in, because I cannot give you or anyone else or even myself anything else but what I have within me. And if you want love, then that's what you want to be within you. That's what you want to fill your life with. And so I would be claiming that. I am love. I am love. I am healthy. I am happiness. Things like this are going to shift it. Let go of how it plays out. Let go of all the detail part. That's your ego wanting to know all the details and trying to figure out the future and having it all planned out and controlling it, so to speak. Let go of that. And Michael has been very strong in the show today, because Michael is the defender and the protector, and he wants to help you. He's saying this before we go off the air here. He wants you to know that he is here for you. He is here to help you protect your power, your energy, so that you can be with it, get used to it, get to know your own energy versus giving it out to somebody else. A lot of people that are empathic are just being completely drained because they're giving all their power out somewhere else. Then you don't have enough for yourself. You don't have enough to grow and be connected and to do, you know, and you're trying to give all this good energy out, but you don't have any left to give out. So where's it coming from? So think about that. Think about what you can shift. And the angels, every one of the angels, all of them, your guardian angel, your archangels, all of the angelic realm, your higher self is there, and it's unlimited power. When you take an emotion, such as a painful emotion, and you take all the focus off of what's painful and put it on to what you want to shift and do, what you actually want to feel. If you've been feeling betrayed, then feel trust. I am trust. Yeah, that one, I could feel that one hit somebody out there, you know, because if you've been betrayed, you're having trouble with trust. So you're going the opposite direction. So claim that you are trust, that you are the energy of trust. So you can give trust back out again. But guess what? When you do it differently, now you can, you'll have your, you know, the relationships will shift. You won't be attracting things that betray you like that. You won't be attracting that same toxic energy. That's going to actually naturally just fall away. When, you know, my life has changed so much when I really have just dove into this. And in the last 15, 20 years, it's a completely different experience for me. And I would do it again, and I would do it sooner if I could, if I knew what I knew now. I don't regret that it took me this long, but I am taking it forward, and I am going to continue down this path because I have seen it over and over again heal. It has healed most of my life in so many ways. There's happiness. There's joy. I have positive relationships. My physical health has completely turned around. I feel healthier now than I did when I was 20. So it works on all of the bodies. And now I know that I can give so much more out. I'm so thankful for this energy that I learned how to shift emotional energy into something positive, because it is one of the most powerful parts of what drives the healing and the energy that I send out when I do healing sessions. So if you're a healer, the emotional body is a very important one to understand for anybody. The emotional body is very connected to your thoughts and very connected to what you manifest in your life. So think about these things. Please let me know how you're feeling about this. Let me know how you're doing out there. Connect with me on the social medias. Bear with my website. We're having some issues and it's fixing my website, but we haven't gone anywhere. But I just want to send everyone right now a burst of love energy. Open your arms and receive it, and know that you are worthy for happiness and love in your life. Thank you so much for listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be back next week. Namaste.
Been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.